For people who follow folk music, Buffy St. Marie is something of a forgotten legend. She was a rising star back in the 1960s, a Cree musician with multiple number one hits. Then she got active in the American Indian movement. She earned a PhD, created education programs for Native kids. She also did 5 seasons on Sesame Street, where she was the first woman to breastfeed on American television. And through it all, she kept making and performing music, but a bit under the radar. Well, now, 50 years later, at age 74, Buffy St. Marie has a new LP out. It's called Power in the Blood. But I want to begin by going back to the past, to one of her most famous anthems, It's My Way.
I'm cutting my own way through my own day, and all I dare say is it's my own.
Buffy, this was the title song of your very first album 50 years ago, and it was such a great song when you first sang it as a young woman. But I have to tell you, as a woman of some years myself, it is even more powerful sung by an older woman. Why? What do you think is the difference?
Yeah, I don't think there is a whole lot of difference. As a musician, I'm pretty much the same as I've been all my life since I was 3. I play music, and I'm not a product of the music business. I play music naturally. I'm actually dyslexic in music, so I kind of, I think It's My Way and some of the other songs I've written, they do have a longevity to them because they're genuinely from somebody's actual point of view.
I got my
Well, to my ears, when you sang it as a young woman, I heard the sound of it. Maybe this is all projection. I heard the sound of a young, determined woman with some real clear clarity setting out to go her own way. As an older woman, what I hear is a song about a woman who's had the experience of walking her own walk. Did you change any of the words, any of the lyrics?
No, I didn't change anything, but thanks for the back rub. That's nice to hear. I never would have thought of to self-analyze it like that, but you could be right. It's hard to separate in my own head the difference between thinking into the future and looking back into what's already gone by. It's My Way is just kind of an observation of myself, and I think that audiences can identify with, you know, I've got my own path, I've got my own way, I've got my own prayers and fears. But then the idea of asking and encouraging other people to find their own uniqueness in the world. I think at the time when I first recorded it, it was a wish. And now looking back on it, it's still a wish. I still don't want people so much to copy me as I'm trying to fan the flames of their own originality. And that's really a deep thing in me, in believing that everybody, whether we like the guy or not, I think we're all ripening. I think none of us is very ripe. I think, you know, if you think of us as a whole bunch of apples on a tree, some of us might be a little more ripe than the others, but none of us really are very far along in our potential.
You know, the first thing people often say about you in the press, at least some of the things I've read, first thing they reference is your roots in the folk revival of the 1960s. I mean, you were there in Greenwich Village. You were singing in the same coffee houses and music festivals with Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you.
So I just want to say, for listeners who have that image of you in their minds, I just want to stop right here and play this.
Power. Power in the blood. Power. Power in the blood. Power in the blood.
No time for spin doctor's medicine. Corporation government selling me some cover-up. Weaponizing pesticides, poison in my groceries. Nothing but another drug, a license they can buy and sell.
No, I don't mind dying.
This is Power in the Blood, the title track on your new album. Musically, this is a long way from acoustic folk. I mean, what did you mix up in here?
Well, actually, the song Power in the Blood is based on an original written by Alabama 3, who are nothing like me musically. It's just not obvious. They wrote the theme song for The Sopranos. Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. They're a great group. And they wrote this really violent song about, and when that call it comes, I will be ready for war. And they're friends of mine, and they said, oh, this would make a great peace song. So after they got up off the floor from laughing, it does, too. And it does have a lot to do with some of the things that I was writing during, you know, what you described as the folk revival. Universal Soldier is about not going to war, no matter what you do to me. I'm not going to become part of your army, and I'm not going to go and confront your violence with more violence because you can outgun me. So for a very long time, I've been a big proponent of alternative conflict resolution, which is not the same as being a peacenik at all. No, alternative conflict resolution can be taught. And, as proud as I am of my own generation in the 60s for having helped to stop the war in Vietnam and put Lyndon Johnson out of business, because that's really what it was, all these years later, we have 5 heavily funded colleges of war, and we don't have 1 such serious college dedicated to alternative conflict resolution. So Power in the Blood, lyrically, is kind of about the same thing that Universal Soldier is. But musically, it's, it's very contemporary.
This would be actually a great place to play another track from the new album, Sing Our Own Song, which to me seems kind of, in some ways, like the companion to It's My Way. Let's play a bit. Is about that song that I really love is, you know, after all these years of being on the front lines of protest movements, I could imagine that you would be feeling a little burned out or a little pessimistic about ever seeing the change that you long for. But the mood of this song is so upbeat, so empowered, so hopeful. I don't know, it kind of, to me, it sort of, it musically, it says to me, wow, something's coming together. Do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm not sure why you would think that I'd be burned out now, but a lot of people would think so. And I'm not sure why that is, because I'm not. So I don't really see it. And I've had a rare and privileged life in that not only did I have show business, you know, at the very beginning of my career, so that I was not exactly rich and famous, but almost. I knew that I would have enough money to probably for 3 meals a day for the rest of my life. But, you know, I was famous first, and then I was kind of blacklisted and not famous anymore, at least in the U.S., although I did continue to have a great career elsewhere. I haven't burned out. I think it's especially because instead of living in New York, which I really, really love, I really do. If I didn't live in New York, I would live where I do live. I live way in the country. I live in the mountains, away from show business in Hawaii. And for me, the combination of having a country rural life where I can have a garden and sit my butt on the ground and love my animals and be covered with chickens and be out with my goats, I think it informs my music, my big-time city music. And on the other hand, getting out and being with people, which I love, traveling, which I love, I think it informs my heart, too, so that when I go home, I have something to write about. And I think the combination of, I think of it as being like a sponge, you know. You can only squeeze a sponge for so long, and then you let go of it, and you let it fill up again. And then you have something to give the people. And I think maybe that's partly why I don't burn out. Another reason why I think I haven't burned out is, everybody's going to hate this. Oh, you're going to be mad at me. I'm a teetotaler. I always have been. And I only know a few other complete teetotalers, but my health is usually really, really good. I mean, I'll get an occasional cold like everybody does, but, you know, and then the other thing, you're going to hate this even worse, I do ballet and flamenco, which is like joining the army, you know. It keeps you hot and young and hard and muscular and lean.
Hold your head up, lift the top of your mind, put your eyes on the earth, lift your heart to your own home planet.
So I'm going to end with what I think of as your charge to the next generation, Carry It On. And in the album notes, you say that this is your favorite song. And
it is.
How come?
Well, I don't know. It inspires me. It just does. You know, music, for natural writers, we don't really know where music comes from. It partly comes from our experiences and what we had for dinner. But sometimes I think there's some kind of higher influence in it. You know, just kind of our highest thoughts or the best that we can do. And this song, I don't know, for me, it's kind of the best that I can do as giving a gift to people, which really is a gift to myself, too. Just the positive energy that I feel when, you know, just when I was kind of hearing the song in my head for the first time. We did it last night here in New York. We do it on the road every night. And it just fills me with energy, and I send it with love and positivity for everybody who's trying to ripen in their own life and, you know, trying to have a great day and make things better.
Carry it on, look right now, and you will see we are only here by the skin of our teeth as it is. So take heart and take care of your link with life. It's beautiful.
Buffy St. Marie's new LP is called Power in the Blood.